This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service will release the 2024 Prospective Plantings Report on Thursday, March 28th. The report provides the official USDA survey-based estimates of U.S. farmers' planting intentions for the year. We will hear more about what to expect in the Prospective Plantings Report from Joe Camp with Comstock Investments next.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
The USDA Ag Outlook Forum in mid-February offered the first projections for planted acreage in 2024. The report projected 91 million planted corn acres and 87.5 million planted soybean acres in 2024. In 2023, farmers planted 94.6 million corn acres and 83.6 million soybean acres. Joe Camp of Comstock Investments tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network that the March Prospective Plantings Report typically has similar acreage totals to the February estimates from USDA.
For the most part, we should use those February outlook numbers as a baseline, and it was last year that the corn acreage intentions number went up by 1 million acres above the February estimate, and soybeans were exactly even with that number. And so we do have expectations that we're going to see some slight adjustment, and I'm in camp to, I guess, support the idea that we would still have relatively elevated corn acres. That's the consensus estimate that we're going to have. Just less than a million more corn acres than what the February estimate was.
Camp says the expected shift in corn acres to soybean acres might not be as big as the estimates in the February projections.
For soybeans, they're down a little bit from the February number, but still up a bit from last year. So that's really the expectation, is that we are going to have some of those relatively high corn acres from last year shift into soybeans, but not quite as much as we had anticipated maybe a month and a half or 2 months ago.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.